So this is the big story we're watching for you at this hour. Higher Education Minister Naledi Pandor is reacting to the killing of a student at the Durban University of Technology, allegedly by a private security guard yesterday. The guard apparently opened fire during a scuffle with students who were protesting over historic debt and insufficient accommodation. Minister Naledi Pandor joins us now. Minister, good evening to you. Very kind of you to join us on the programme this evening. What a tragic end to the life of a young student.
Good evening, Joanne, and evening to your listeners. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Indeed, this is a most tragic occurrence, the fatal shooting of a young man at university. Let me express my deepest condolences to the Madonsela family at this tragic loss of their son. This is something that should not happen on any of our educational institutions in the country.
Have you managed to contact Mlungisi Madonsela's family at all, Minister?
No, I haven't. I wouldn't do that until we have all the matters resolved as far as the investigation and the university is concerned. But I have publicly expressed my sincere condolences.
How do you feel about the militarization of campuses, particularly by private security companies?
I am very concerned at the use of violence and particularly live ammunition against students. As you know, I've also expressed concern about violence during protests on campuses. So I think all forms of violence are to be condemned. But I do think that institutions must ensure that any security support that is called in is advised to be temperate in its conduct and certainly not to use violence towards students.
Do you favour the use of private security companies on campus, Minister?
Do I what, sorry?
Do you favour the use of private security companies on campuses?
Well, as Minister, I don't make decisions as to the administrative and other operational arrangements that a university undertakes. But what I do believe we must pay attention to is ensuring that our students and staff are safe and secure on campuses. And you can't have provision of security that poses a threat to those it should protect.
You know, it's quite a dilemma that that university managers face around the country, because on the one hand, you want to keep students safe on campus and security should be able to guarantee that. On the other hand, it often turns into a situation where the security guards who should be keeping those individuals safe actually turn on them.
Well, as I've said, with respect to the tragic fatal shooting this week, we should await the outcome of the investigations. But I had made a statement earlier in the week indicating that, you know, as is clear in our constitution, all of us have a right to protest, but we must ensure that the form of protest is peaceful so that we don't have any incidents that may endanger any person or, in fact, public property.
But as the minister, do you not have the responsibility of joining hands with the administrators of various universities around the country in deciding what kind of force on campuses is appropriate?
We don't know. As I say, the ministry does not play a role in deciding what the administrative arrangements of a university should be. However, on a general plane, we all have a responsibility. Well, universities have the autonomy to decide on their operational and other executive matters, and we are not involved in that process. They have to keep within the budget, keep within the prescripts of the Higher Education Act, as well as the Constitution.
But you guard that Higher Education Act, and as a minister, you are partly responsible for ensuring that part of the Constitution is indeed respected. I mean, should you not be sitting down with the senior administrators of these universities and trying to find a balance that ensures lives are not lost on these campuses?
As I've pointed out before, we meet with institutions, we sit down, make arrangements, prepare for most eventualities, but we can't anticipate everything. And of course, as part of that preparation, we do discuss the need to ensure that there is safety and security on our campuses and that we mustn't have excesses such as we've had in the past few years on our campuses. These are discussions we do have, but I'm not able to say that I am on a daily basis at a campus in consultation with a vice chancellor where there may be a protest.
There are a number of common threads here all over the country when it comes to these institutions. Historic debts, which students are unable to pay, a lack of adequate accommodation at tertiary institutions. Let's start with the issue of historic debt, Minister. How is this going to be resolved?
Well, as we have said many a time, the government is looking at how we deal with the matter of historic debt. You would know that what we prioritized was addressing the needs of students from poor and working class backgrounds at first year level from last year, as well as those students who've been previous beneficiaries of the National Student Financial Aid Scheme. So from the side of government and the public, a great deal of public resources of public revenue are being made available to colleges and universities to provide support to students. We have said the matter of historic debts is a matter that the current revenue we have available to us will not be able to address. But we are investigating whether there would be a means through which we could address the matter of historic debt. This is why we gave an instruction to institutions that students with historic debt should be asked to sign an acknowledgement of debt form, and they should then be registered in the institution, those who are beneficiaries of NSFAS. So that is out there, and it is being adhered to by institutions.
We're still seeing that hunger strike unfold at WITS over insufficient accommodation and the request that students with debt exceeding 10,000 Rand be allowed to register. Now, with regard to accommodation, when former President Jacob Zuma announced free education for a large swathe of tertiary entrants, it must have been apparent that the demand for accommodation was going to increase. Why hasn't this been adequately addressed, Minister?
Well, as you know, this is an age-old problem in South Africa. Not all our institutions have institutional residence accommodation. I announced last year a significant input by government of over 4 billion over the next 5 years, through which more residence places will be made available to students in South Africa. But we don't have residence accommodation that can accommodate all 1.7 million young people that are in our colleges and our universities. So, you know, this is something I have spoken of in the past. And I think, again, the investment in infrastructure that we are making through public revenue is an important acknowledgement of advances, of the need to act in this area, and actually indicates through the infrastructure efficiency grant that this government is taking action.
You have a situation on your hands where DUT is closed. There's trouble at WITS. UCT's vice chancellor has been threatened. There have been demonstrations at the University of KwaZulu-Natal and Mangosuthu University of Technology. Some may argue you actually have a crisis on your hands at the moment, Minister.
I am very concerned that we're having this level of protest and challenges at institutions. I have been told by vice chancellors that we contacted today that discussions are ongoing with students. I've been getting all the figures from the National Student Financial Aid Scheme. Allowances are being paid out. So work is ongoing. I am concerned, but I believe that we wouldn't call out of all the institutions in the country the institutions you mentioned as having closed for the rest of this week, that this signals a crisis. It's a worrying development and worrying set of problems, but these are issues that all of us must address together. And I'm glad from all the institutions, the reports I get are that discussions are ongoing.
All right, let's leave it there. Thank you for your time this evening, Minister. Naledi Pandor, Minister of Higher Education.